Let's see. My story starts. I left the freeway and I went on the 4th Street off ramp, and I got in the left lane, and then normally the cars are a little bit slower, so I go faster and I go over to the right lane and turn the corner on 4th Street. So I did that and there was no problem. The car behind me was pretty far behind, I thought. And I'm going down 4th Street, and all of a sudden this car passes me, and he gives me the finger, and I could tell he's yelling and screaming at me. Then he pulls in front of me. And then there was a long line at Grand at the stoplight. He got out of his car and was walking toward me, and I was in my 280Z, that wasn't automatic, so I was grinding up my window as fast as I could. And he stood at the window yelling and screaming and gesturing. And I didn't even know what the problem was. I mean, but it was scary. He's a big guy. And he could have been one of my convicts, for all I know, ex-convicts. So he gets back in the car in front of me. And then when we get to Grand and the light is green, he stopped and started three times. And I realized, of course, he wanted me to hit him. So I thought, this guy is nuts. I'm not going to take him anywhere near where I live. So I turned left, and I was just kind of meandering around, and I was praying and wondering, is it safe to go home? So then I make a turn to go home, and all of a sudden, here he is coming towards me. And I was already praying, but I prayed up a storm. And I was thinking, if I'm going to be rescued, it's now or never, God. And then all of a sudden, behind this truck with a crazy guy was a little car, a little blue car. And he beeps a horn and waves to both of us to pull over. And he was so authoritative that the truck with the crazy guy pulled over, and I pulled over. So the truck driver is facing this way, and I'm facing this way. We're about that far apart. He's here, and I'm there. And so the guy in the little blue car comes out, and I don't remember if he walked over to the truck driver, but he came over to me, and oh, it was this good-looking correctional counselor from the prison. I didn't know him, but I used to see him around. So he recognized me, and he said, what's going on? I says, I don't even know. And then he said, well, I saw what he did, and then I saw what he did at the intersection. And then when he turned left a block after you turned left, I decided to follow him to see what he was up to. And so I thought that was so brave of him. So he went over with all the crazy guys loose. So he went over to the truck driver and he talked to him a little bit. Then he came over and he said, he explained to the man that I really didn't know what I did wrong. And apparently I cut him off. And so he explained to the guy, how would you feel if somebody did that to your sister or your wife? And so So my rescuer said he was sorry. And so everything was smoothed over. And did I need him to follow me home? And I thought, no, you know, it's all right. Thank you very much. So then I drove off a little bit. I was a little bit shaky. So I parked my car. And I wanted to really make sure the crazy guy wasn't going to follow me home. So I waited a while, and here comes my rescuer. And so he says, are you sure you're all right? Do you want me to follow you home? I says, no, I'll be all right, thank you. So the next week, I found out his name, and I called him at the prison to thank him and tell him he's my knight in shining armor. And I was married then. And then about a few years later, I was widowed. And so there, I saw my rescuer at a fast food place. And so we chatted a while, and then he found out I was widowed. So he said he'd like to take me out and ask for my phone number. So that was, I'd been widowed for almost 2 years, so this was going to be my first date. So he was good looking and very nice and brave. So I gave him my phone number and left and promptly ran into a plastic trash can. Well, I was afraid to look back. I was too embarrassed. But if he saw me, he decided to take a risk anyway. So we dated a while. And so it was now or never.